I'm the big homie now. Don't forget that. I'm the big homie now.
Yo, what up? It's the Big Homie's House. This is your Big Homie Kodak. We got the homies in the building today, of course. Recurring house guest, Big Homie Butter, in the building. If you want to introduce people to yourself, tell them who you are.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm Princess Awkwafina.
Princess Awkwafina. Know what I mean?
Wop, wop.
Wop, wop.
That's
fine. Wop, wop. And, of course, Big Homie Trap Beckham in the building. What's up, big fella? You good?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm all the way good.
You, of course, you're enjoying the festivities of the weekend, and you still turning up.
Man, I'm trying to come down. I had to get me one of these waters. Hey. Because I came in here, y'all had a whole party set up.
Well, it is. That I'll be telling folks, that is the vibe.
Party vibes.
That is party vibes, man.
Matter
you know
fact,
shit. We drinking on the...
What kind of browns that is?
Oh, no, that... Hold on, no. That's not the brown you want. Where's the brown? Where's the brown you want? Where's the brown? Oh, this the brown. Okay.
Oh, that's
this
the one.
This the one.
Okay.
The Irken Jerk.
The Irken Jerk. Let me try.
The Irken Jerk.
Okay.
The VSOP.
Yes, the VSOP.
Okay.
Got to be VSOP. So how's everybody feeling?
Awesome.
Yeah. Oh, good? Y'all good?
Yeah.
Y'all looking good. Y'all, this is amazing looking style of the room. Taylor, how you doing over there? You good? Blessings. So, let's get into the... Oh, shit. Black car or vote?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's get it started.
Y'all ready? Okay. So, black car revoke is basically, it's a card game that I'm going to ask you guys questions that black people should know. If you don't know it, I need that black car, okay?
Oh, man.
So, don't get your black car taken on your first day.
Okay?
Okay, so boom. Some of these should be easy, so...
Some of them.
Most of them are really easy, but okay. Who ran off on the plug twice, but you may find him in the Ritz Carlton?
That's too easy.
Yeah, that's too easy.
That's too easy.
He over here thinking about
Quavo.
It.
Quavo.
Oh, no. Flies. Flies, of course.
Flies, baby.
Okay.
That was a softball. You starting off?
Yeah.
Okay.
With
okay.
The easy shit.
I appreciate it.
Okay, look, I asked this question last one, but Kodak, you can't answer it. Only them two.
All right, I'm gonna shut the fuck up.
Okay, a queen, a fox, and a smith cleaned up for a living in this movie.
And a fox.
Mm-hmm.
You said a what?
A queen, a fox, and a smith cleaned up. They were janitors for a living that they cleaned up.
Mm. I'm not a movie person.
Everybody done watch
this movie.
Mm.
10 seconds. 10.
Hold on. Ask the question
one
more time.
I'm stuck at Fox.
A queen, a fox, and a smith cleaned up for a living in this movie.
10.
Set it off.
Yeah. Fox. Give me a black card.
I told him in the head.
Though I'm missing you, I'm fine.
Okay.
Jerome from Martin is a player from where?
The Himalayas.
Goddamn right.
Okay, since we got Trap Beckham in here, though, we got one question.
Uh-oh. Bonus?
In what year did Cash Money Records take over for the 99 and 2000?
Yeah,
I forgot. The 99
and the 2000. I didn't even answer. Wait, I read the answer.
You fucking idiot. Give me your black card, goddammit. You fumbled like shit.
Okay, cool.
How you gonna add another question?
I know.
God damn it, Butter.
It's hard to say it without saying it.
Is you hot?
Right.
We got to add the 99.
Okay,
and the 2000.
I messed up. Next.
Shit.
Moving on.
Let's get into the first topic, man, where we kick things off in the porch. We talk about things that are going on in society, pop culture, whatever's going on popular right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
So. It's baby mama week, right?
Okay.
The baby mamas want their money. Butter, I feel like you're going to get on me for this shit. But let's talk about the first baby mother. Well, not baby mother, but spouse. Dr. Dre's wife wanting $2 million a month in spousal support. What do y'all think about this?
That's a bit much.
That's excessive.
Yeah, that's a bit much.
Bitch, have you lost your mind? $2 million a month.
$2 million?
Yeah, that's a bit much.
$2 million.
Do they have children?
I think that they do got kids.
They grown.
They kids.
How many, though? Like, if they grown? All that matter.
No, the but fucking don't. To 2 million. Damn, you trying to just women yeah. will just try back women will try to justify anything.
2 million a month?
I mean, no.
A month?
That's too much.
A month?
That a month?
I'm not 12 million a year. What?
You said 12 million. That's 24 million.
A year. I'm still tripping.
God damn.
I'm tripping.
I don't yeah, look. It do not matter. What do you need 24 million a year for? First of all, she's, and her entertainment fee was $900,000 a month. What the fuck type of entertaining do you need for $900,000 a month? Y'all tell me.
How long they been married? Like, what type of lifestyle does she got used cooking. To?
It don't, like, look.
She don't raise children. Once,
it's not your, you didn't, she done made not one beat.
You don't know what she was in there doing. She probably said no button.
What beat she made?
You don't know.
What beat did she make?
She probably got paid for
his
it.
Inspiration for the beats. She probably was in that bed like, you should be like this. You know what I'm saying? He was like, damn.
Oh, my goodness.
So, y'all think, so how much y'all think she need a month for spousal support?
I don't know. But I know it's not too many.
It just depends on the lifestyle that she done got used to.
Oh, that does matter too.
You know how you get saying? You know how you get that lifestyle back, though? This is a guaranteed way to get that lifestyle that you want. Get a fucking job.
But if she's not, she never had to work a job the whole marriage all those years.
Well, it sounds like you've been handicapped. That is your fault.
Well, that's his fault that now he got to give it up.
No, he don't. Because everybody thinks that shit is ridiculous. So shit.
It doesn't matter what. And speaking of more ridiculous,
speaking of ridiculous shit, let's talk to the next baby mother that has lost her mind.
Okay.
Future's baby mother. That requested what? Was it $32,000, $53,000 a month in child support? Let me get the exact number.
I think that's how much they say he makes. They say his lawyer said he makes $32,000.
What?
But he's on. That's why he's only gonna give her what, 3,000.
$3,200.
Hold on. Wait.
Yeah, $3,200.
Which was a lie. I think it was like
53 that she.
It was okay. It was. I wasn't tripping. So it was 53. So what the fuck do you need? Okay. So we talk. This is different. So we talking about child support, right? Now, Trap Beckham, help me out here. Why does it even? Entertainable that somebody would need $53,000 a month.
I think with that situation, it's not even the fact that she need that money. It's the fact what happened during that time where she kept trying to tell Future this is his baby and he kept saying no. So now I'm getting the max amount that I can get.
Nah.
I don't care about you anymore.
She not well. She didn't get $53,000. She got $3,200.
It don't matter.
It shit. It mattered to her because she's upset. She's flustered.
She's still 32? Happy. That $3,200 coming on time, she's still happy.
I don't know, man. If he was look. A, I mean, like, if that's like your future's 50th baby mama.
Right.
And you're only getting $3,200.
No, you can flip from that. $3,200?
These motherfuckers not talented. They don't, like.
All you got to do
well,
is
you know
do
what?
Something.
I don't know all his, like, I don't know all his baby mama.
Right, she should just say
$3,200? If you ain't got no hustle, that's you, now.
Yeah, don't tell me.
$3,200 a month, now somebody giving you that? Nah, come on now.
Right.
Butter, do you think somebody like deserves $52,000 a month for child support?
I think in her situation, yeah. Not that she needs it to take care of her children, but the fact that you
that is what it is.
Media,
that is what it
I
is.
Don't think, I,
and
I
that's
think
what,
it's more than that. I think she wanted him to know that this is baby. He kept playing games. You trying to embarrass me on the internet. Now I'm reaching for the max amount of money. I don't care about what you can give me.
Public humiliation.
Yeah, he did her dirty on social media all the time.
You saying she need $52,000 a month?
No,
that's just her
I mean,
feeling
I don't
like
know,
that.
I don't
don't
know
feel that way.
Anybody expenses,
don't feel that way.
You feel me? But right. If she is requesting $53,000, like obviously she gonna use it for something. So just put your baby mama on. I don't like when these rappers like get these women pregnant. Like women are carrying y'all legacy, really. You know what I'm saying?
Future got a lot of legacies.
Yeah, by choice. Because he could have wrapped it up. So, like, if she going to carry your legacy, you got to make sure she's straight. And then you got to make sure your baby's straight. So, like, go ahead and just set that
up. That's 50 a month, though, Steve.
I'm going to say this, though. Like, y'all might feel some type of way about it. I feel like having a baby is a two-way street. You got to make the baby, and you got to want to keep the baby. Because if she didn't want to keep that baby, and he did, he'd be shit out of luck.
Right, but you also got to vet your baby mama, though. You can't just get a random girl pregnant and then all of a sudden you don't agree with her morals. Like, you got to take accountability.
Sometimes wrong head be thinking.
It doesn't matter. Y'all always think that just because.
Your light on.
y'all always think that because y'all didn't want the baby, the girl got to get rid of it. No, that's your problem. You should have never did it.
Because it,
you
to them,
make a baby by
but
itself.
To them, it's not even a baby. That's a, it's a check.
It doesn't. It
like
doesn't
if Future was a regular nigga, do you think he would like these motherfuckers be hounding him over child support?
No. If he actually said this is my baby, do you think she would be trying to do any child support? No. Don't try to embarrass me all over the world.
And trust me, a woman will keep even a broke nigga baby if she wants that baby. She'll be like, no, I'm keeping it. Like,
if,
you don't want it. She'll be
taking
like,
care
I'm
of that baby
it.
And taking care of her and claiming the baby, I'm pretty sure no child support stuff would have came out. So it's not even about the money. It's the fact that you're trying to play me. Now I'm going to play you. And so even if I didn't get the whole 53, you still had to go through this whole process of going to court and going through this such and such and such.
Don't
you gotta get the goddess before they get you.
Don't feel that way.
But I do have to get the goddess before they get you.
I do agree with the
fact
that.
But now
both,
you're just creating a toxic relationship.
It doesn't
now
mean it was
beef.
Already toxic. It was beef when you got on social
media. So you had a toxic
to
nigga baby on purpose?
No way.
What? No way. I'm pretty sure when she got pregnant, she didn't think that this would be happening.
She was the eighth motherfucker to go through this.
Y'all was rolling. What you thought?
But he's taking care of. Well. I don't know what
he's doing. He has child support for the rest of the motherfuckers, too. Like, this is like... it's like if seven people walk down the street and get ate by a bear, and you're the eighth motherfucker to walk down the street. You didn't see it coming? It's a fucking bear.
Right.
It's a fucking bear on this street. Do not walk down the street that got the bear on it.
See, but y'all see what Lori did, though. Lori ain't got no baby by him. You know what I'm saying?
Not
like,
yet.
Lori ain't got no baby by him. That's
not
what
yet.
Like,
but look, Lori also not broke. So Lori don't need Future money. The motherfuckers is not broke is not worried about Future money. Well, Sierra not worried about Future money.
I'm pretty sure she has him on child support.
I don't know.
At the beginning.
I'm pretty sure she don't have him on child support. It's because, probably because Russell told her.
Future, I mean, because they don't need the fucking money. Sierra is goddamn Sierra, and she's married to the third highest paid quarterback in the NFL.
History.
They do not give a fuck about Future's money. They don't. She wants Future to spend time with the little motherfucker.
And I'm pretty sure if Future acts up and act like he ain't going to be hanging around his child or taking care of his child, child support is going on. It's not because she need the money. It's the fact that you're trying to play.
Okay, so let me ask y'all this. If she was already
yes,
on,
Ms. Wap.
Nah, okay, so if your baby mama is already on, does she deserve more money or does she deserve nothing at all because she's already on?
That's a great question. I feel like if I have a baby with somebody who got money already, shit, she probably gonna be the custodial parent. Cause shit. Or if I do, I'm putting ass on child support. Fuck you mean?
So she don't deserve no more money?
No.
Like, she's not entitled to money?
No.
So either way, she just don't. Y'all don't want to pay child support either way.
I'm not saying you don't need child support. I'm just saying it don't need to be no ridiculous ass amount. Child support is
to
support.
Negotiations.
Child support. Chop back. Moral. Child support is to support the child.
Yeah.
It's not to support a failed relationship. That is not what
but
that shit is for.
Rich kids got different activities though. They need private school. They need certain education. I know.
It's a few Atlanta rappers who are in love with their kids and they're very involved with their kids' life that are in Atlanta public schools.
Public schools?
Yes, there are a few Atlanta rappers that have their kids in public school.
I mean, I might send my child to a charter school, but like...
Why?
What you mean, why? That's the best education. You want the best for your child.
Anybody here went to a charter school?
I mean...
So we just some stupid motherfuckers in here,
no,
huh?
Y'all know the quality gets better
Ooh.
With the better schools. Y'all know that. But, I mean, I went to school with 50 Cent's son. He was
the one he hate?
You don't do that.
That's why you went to school with him.
Don't do that.
That's why you went to school with him.
He was nice.
Fuck that little motherfucker.
I hate to see that. And I like 50.
You like the one he
hit. The one he hit? Goddamn. Oh, man. So let's get into the next topic. This shit just popped up today on my timeline. It's like, yo, Odell Beckham, I ain't getting doo-dooed on.
What?
Yeah.
For sexual pleasure?
Yeah.
It's some weird people like that. I don't.
Tell me what you get into.
Well, no, once you get behind closed doors, you find out how weird people really are.
Well, Princess Awkwafina, I gotta ask you. What's the wildest shit a nigga done asked you to do to him?
I plead the fifth. Because if a man is into you, you bring something out of a nigga. Like, he probably. So, I plead the fifth.
Like, I see yourself.
You be spitting niggas' booty.
Niggas' booties is off limits.
Forever. Okay.
And ever.
I'm hearing motherfuckers be saying different.
So what's worse than that?
Yeah, because you're making it sound like it was bad. Like,
I mean, pee right there by poopy. So I
nigga,
mean,
you don't peeing on the nigga.
I'm saying
the pew.
I'm saying the topic, right?
Pee pee the pew. You're pissed on the nigga.
No, but I'm saying, like, Odell is a little extra with the poopy. But, like, okay, people pee on people for sexual pleasure. Y'all heard that before. Like, R. Kelly ain't the only person that'll piss on somebody for some pleasure. I never got pissed on.
What's the wildest shit a woman has asked you to do to her?
Or you asked.
We're not gonna put our guests out like that.
I'm not with the shit. So I just literally. You know.
What's the wildest shit a woman to ask you though? It's a lot of requests.
Man. Put a blindfold on. Get in the car.
What?
In the car? Y'all outside with it?
I'm talking about, this is a whole adventure, dog. It's crazy.
Just slide the ENJ over here.
Try
back when you slide the ENJ over here. Goddamn.
The
irking
jerk.
The irking jerk.
Okay, put the blindfold on, go to car what?
So, yeah, okay, put the blindfold on, walk me all the way to the car, drive like 10 minutes, I don't know what's going on. And from there, I mean, we left the house. I was with two girls, both with lingerie.
This is an incredible story.
Are y'all naked?
This is an incredible story. I want to see where this is going.
Driving.
It didn't go anywhere because whatever they was trying to set up fell through for whatever reason. I was just
so like, y'all did all that and it didn't happen?
And you was blindfolded? How long you stay blindfolded?
The whole time.
They
didn't take it back off till I got back in the house.
Nigga took it down. Where the fuck we go?
Right. Okay, you did all that to
one end. Right. I'm like, so we did all of this?
Niggas went in the hall and just turned around.
Right.
Like, okay.
All right. What about you?
He just in the car like.
What's the question?
The question you asked, what's the craziest thing a girl has ever asked you to do? Or
I got, this shit was like, it was some chick I met on social media, right? We hadn't even like met in person yet though, right? This motherfucker had a rape fantasy.
See, no. People weird. That's weird.
A what?
A rape?
Yes.
Like, so act like you're raping her?
Consensual rape.
The role play.
Yes, role play, basically.
That's weird.
That's the weirdest shit. I'm like, ugh.
Dang.
Kind of make me not hard anymore. I don't like this.
Like, what does she want you to do?
Just
manhandle her.
Yeah, like her. Role play. Like, it was that. Like,
see? That's weird.
Shit didn't last too long.
No. Oh, wait, you did it?
No.
I thought it was innocent. I can't do this anymore.
Yeah, like, I'm a nasty nigga, but goddamn. That shit didn't last. But yeah, but the Odell Beckham, I feel like, and it's the same people that said that the Suns players had their way with them, and that Trey Songz was doing freaky shit with them too. So I'm like, damn, so y'all's sole purpose on earth is to just tell other people's sex stories?
See.
What type of shit is this?
See?
Shit's weird.
So who told?
Some girl that's on the No Jumper podcast.
Oh, is that the Selena Powell girl?
Yeah,
and,
I don't know.
And her friends?
Yeah, look, they was looking busted. They had on fake Christian Dior slides. Like, how are you getting all this nasty shit done to you by rich niggas, and you got fake Christian Dior slides on? She said Christian Dior.
Right, and then if one of them get pregnant and want some money, they're going to be like, man, shorty, you ain't need.
Oh, wow. Like, if that's the type of girl you
sleep
with,
so,
nothing against them, I'm saying.
Odell did the boo-booing, or he got boo-booed on?
He got boo-booed on. Shit's weird. Whew. Anyway,
I don't know, man.
I can't comment on that, but...
I don't know.
Let's get into the next...
Crazy shit.
Literally. The next topic. Facts or cap? So, I seen this go down on social media yesterday. One of the homies had discussed it. So, I got to get everybody's input on this, Cash. And Taylor, y'all can jump in on it as well. Facts or cap? Women should jump in to defend their man if he's getting jumped / beat up.
Unless he's getting like really beat up,
like he getting the shit beat out of him now.
If I don't have a gun or a car or something I can hit the person with,
you hit him with a car?
Yeah,
damn, Brandy.
You gotta do something.
If he's getting over there, his head is gashing, or I see him keep getting knocked out or something.
If we in the mall,
something's gonna happen.
And I start getting jumped. And my girl don't jump on one of these.
I ain't gonna lie, I'm gonna pull out a little choom choom.
Bruh,
Cass got it on him now.
Cass got it on him.
She called that little motherfucker.
Everybody stop.
Everybody in the dressing room, please.
Right.
Butter gonna fuck around and shoot me. Like, goddamn.
Shot me in the ass.
That'd be fucked up. He getting his ass on. They're like, get his girl too.
Exactly.
Oh, shit.
I need to get my ass
beat.
I need to get a weapon or something, but I ain't finna just go in there swinging on these big niggas.
That's his girl in the cheetah dress. Get her ass too. That's his girl with the bantu knots. Not gonna fuck out. No, I ain't his girl. Fuck that nigga. I teed on him yesterday.
Been strapped. Why you can push a whole crowd back with a strap.
Yeah,
why you ain't strapped?
What if you go for the strap and you get hit?
If you go for the strap and they hit you,
they're like, pow.
Okay, he needs some training. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, wait, like, it's
like,
he's gonna be.
No, I mean, but like say if his bag like over there somewhere, it's like, and he's like, hey, get my gun.
I'll help him get the gun.
I'm like, babe, why would you say the gun?
I'm going to
sneak up with the gun.
So you say your girl need to jump in and defend your honor.
Oh, yeah.
But with our fists? No,
yeah,
weapons?
Like,
a big
nigga.
A man will sling me.
Oh, how I been? Because that just that one split second is all I need. I just need that little help.
I'm going to give you the hands up.
Yeah. All right, just by you having
what? Okay, but that's
so
jump. What if it's not jump? What if it's just like a 1-on-1? Your man's getting his ass whooped.
Oh, it's a 1-on-1.
If I can jump on his back, then I can. But it just depends how big he is.
You just gonna let your man get his ass whooped?
But how? Why?
Oh, it's a 1-on-1.
Yes, like really beat up.
A nigga that can fight better, obviously.
You know what I'm talking about?
A nigga with hands.
I'm jumping, I'm breaking up with your ass.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, no, I'm not going to break it. But it just depends on what you're doing, though, because if you just lay him just, and you're sitting on the ground, like, help. I'm like, if we.
What the hell?
If we outside and I feel like somebody can walk up and beat your ass and I'm with you, I don't feel protected. I can't be with you.
So is that like a quality y'all look for a nigga?
It is.
He got to be able to fight.
It is.
Look. Everybody can get their ass whooped.
You can, but like
everybody.
It just depends on what you like, how you get beat up. If somebody snuck you and you just happen to catch your balance, and you like, hey. But if somebody trying to square up with you and you running and help, and you behind me, you over here like this.
We still gonna have to take a little break after you get beat up because you need to learn how to fight. You need to learn. You know what I'm saying?
You do need to learn. Even if you don't know how to fight, you need to know how to do something. You need to put how to strap on you or something if you don't know how to fight, because you need to be able to.
Because if it's serious, if we in a serious relationship, say I get pregnant and kids and stuff, you can't even protect me.
I'm over there pregnant.
You
talking about
some
help?
Beat up. Like,
so does that mean like? Does that mean like dainty niggas is not y'all type? Like, you know, niggas that wear bow ties and shit. Like,
you can wear a bow tie and whoop somebody ass.
I'm talking about the ones that wear bow ties and just like are unconfrontational.
Absolutely not.
I don't think that's because they can still get down. People who not confrontational, if they real men, they still gonna stand up for something. They're not just gonna sit there.
Look, they don't took right.
Because I mean,
class,
the person that can whoop somebody ass, they gonna say anyway. But like, you just don't don't need to be out there losing. Because
my man,
your
don't,
ass
you,
whooped.
You're losing, like, that's crazy.
You're
taking ass
whooped. My man, my father, wild on you.
You don't see your nigga. You don't see your nigga rock up an 0-5 record. He is. He does not have a win when he's with you.
0-5
Every time y'all go on a date, he end the night in the ER. This nigga is getting his ass towed out the frame.
Like, that is
a part of date night.
What you did?
God damn it! Like, I told you I had to do some push-ups.
I'm like, why is this happening?
You need to solve the problem.
You don't even know how to fight. You can get beat up.
I need to work on me, and you need to work on your hands. You get your ass whooped
exactly.
On the nightly basis.
Where are you getting all these problems from anyway?
Right.
You got more beef than hands, nigga. Niggas is just whooping your ass. You was a startup. You was not even the boss level fighter. You one of the cronies.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You one of the mushrooms on Mario
right.
Kart, nigga. You not
right
Bowser.
There.
You right. Not Bowser. You little mushroom, nigga. You look Koopa.
Exactly.
Yeah, Mario jumping all on your shell, nigga. It's over.
You're out.
But I would help him if he's getting in a fight. It's just you can't just be.
Nah, nigga, you just said you
lost 5 fights.
I said I would help.
That's some five.
If you lose 5 fights in a row, you don't need to worry about a relationship.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
You gotta focus on yourself, brother. You gotta focus on yourself, brother.
Time off.
Oh my God. Let's get to the next facts or cap. Facts or cap. Women are never fully single.
Mm-hmm. I'm fully single
that's
right
fully
now.
Single.
Wait. Cap.
Women are never fully single.
That's cap.
That's cap.
That's cap.
You can be single.
I'm fully
single. Hold on. Wait. No, that's facts. Women always got options.
We're single though.
Women always got options.
I just said that was not the same thing. We got options, but I'm single.
What is your definition of truly single?
Like, yeah, ain't nobody on your line. You're not entertaining nobody. Ain't nobody got your eye.
Just because you're single doesn't mean people aren't interested in you. People are always going to, if you see a beautiful woman, you know what I'm saying?
Like, so that means you're not interested in nobody? Like, you're not looking at nobody?
But a woman has to decide to entertain somebody. So until she decides to entertain somebody, she's single. But that doesn't mean she doesn't have prospects. There's always going to be a prospect, especially if she...
And it's a nigga knocking the walls down. Like,
No, that is not true. And men never believe that. But a good woman is not just giving it out. True. She's not just giving it out.
Hey, you smell that?
I'm the example.
Trap back.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a strong aroma of cap.
Women are not like men.
Women always... It's a nigga...
Right, y'all have to do that. Right. We can withhold. Like,
it's a nigga right now. You can just hit random in your phone and call niggas. Hey, you want some pussy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but see, mm-hmm. women are not looking to be in a serious relationship with niggas that we could just do that with.
Right.
Because,
but they get the shit that niggas that you be in a serious relationship got to wait for.
Huh?
So a nigga, like I said, you can call a nigga right now and say, hey, you want some pussy? But y'all don't be looking for a serious relationship with that nigga, right? That was just it.
In a way. But y'all don't... It's the same thing for y'all, though.
But y'all make the nigga that you actually like wait for some pussy. But the nigga that you don't like got get the pussy the first day.
And that's the same for y'all.
If a woman hits you up and say
on the first day y'all just met at the store, y'all got home, she said I want to give you some, you're not going to take that person serious.
If I like her.
No, you're not. How you just met her.
I can grow to like you.
Shut up.
Sex is only a boundary for women.
I said this shit today.
It's a boundary for women
because y'all make women feel like if they give y'all some on the first night that they're a hoe. And stop trying to act like y'all
listen,
don't because
no, listen,
do.
Listen, listen, listen. No. Women can be hoes, but niggas can be hoes too. Niggas just do not care about being called hoes. Y'all care. I don't care. I say this shit all the time. I am a slut, baby. Give me lit. You see me? Like, shit. I eat some ass the first night, nigga, if it's looking good.
Mm.
For real, for real.
Tell me.
Why would you like?
What you like?
I'm tripping. Hey, man, hey. Hold on, let me get, because niggas are going to think I'm just out here eating everybody's ass, and I'm not. I'm not. Listen. Listen. Who my favorite IG? If Ray Veloso was like, yo.
That's
the wrong one. All right, let me pick somebody wholesome. If Zendaya was like,
You don't know what Zendaya doing.
She ain't blocked you yet.
You don't know what Zendaya doing. Just because she's been on TV and she's famous, she gonna open her butt crack and you gonna eat it.
Oh, my God. I would.
See, but that's still this.
Why we judging me? Ain't no niggas that ain't no celebrity niggas or just niggas in general. Like they hit you up right now.
What you thought it was?
It depends.
No, speak for yourself. Exactly.
No, it depends.
What if it don't look like what it depends.
Don't
look like?
If it,
oh, Aquafina says she giving that thing.
So it depends on the type of guy. Like if I.
That's what I'm saying. But that type of guy exists.
Yeah.
Exactly. So yes, that's the answer to my question.
Yeah, but see, but we're on a subtopic right now. The real question was, are women single? Are really truly single?
How often are women really truly single? I don't think that's very
often. Lot.
You're single if you're not with this person. I can talk to all of y'all in here. I'm still single.
You said all women got options in Atlanta.
In Atlanta.
Yes.
Women
everywhere.
Everybody's single in Atlanta.
In Atlanta.
Oh, you said everybody's single?
Women everywhere.
But everybody cheats.
All women are single.
Everybody don't cheat.
All women are single in Atlanta.
What does that mean?
Having options don't mean that you're cheating.
Yeah, like if you have options and
I'm
single,
I can have options.
It's however you feel it.
This sounds like some bullshit. But back to the subtopic of women that can wanted to give it up the first night and y'all act like I'm nasty for it.
No, if... It just has to be the right guy, and I'll just say that once. It has to be the right guy. But a lame is not getting it, so it's nothing for
him. Of course, a lame not getting. But if the right nigga come up to you, hell yeah, you gonna do it too. Shit.
It just depends.
Trap. If a woman give you the pussy the first night, are you gonna think any less of her?
No.
Like if you really like her. The ones y'all talking about, we just don't fucking like. Like, just because I fuck you the first night don't mean I gotta like you. Shit, I might not.
Yeah, no matter when we fuck.
Like, for real, like, you could, if I really like you, sex night ain't gonna be, like, at the forefront of my mind.
But you could
make me wait 90 days and I'll leave you on day 91 after I hit.
But it's really a small amount of guys that think that. Because the majority of the guys... Because
y'all talking to niggas is under 20.
If a nigga smash you on the first night and he never hit you back,
He didn't like you. That nigga didn't like you.
It's not that you a hoe. He just didn't like you.
Even if you did like her or you thought she was cute or whatever, if she lets you have sex with her on the first night, the interest level or the time... Or I wouldn't say the interest level, the amount of work you thought you was gonna have to put in, you're gonna be like,
you know what I'm thinking about?
Niggas like love pussy.
You know, exactly. That's what I think. It's like, damn. Easy pussy. So I actually like her. I actually like her, and she gonna let me fuck. Damn.
Yeah.
Like, I wanna do this again.
Well, would you wife her?
Right.
It's yes.
Between liking because she's pretty.
And she.
But are you taking her to mother's house?
And y'all are only speaking for yourselves because I swear.
Who the fuck else can I speak for? Like,
I'm saying, like, when we talk about guys, a lot of guys are like, man, look, she fucked on the first night. That shit was easy. I ain't had to do nothing for her. I ain't had to take her nowhere. I ain't had to get her nothing. I ain't had to show her no good time. I ain't even had to tell her nothing about myself. She don't even know where I be. Nothing. But Shawty gave it to me on the first night. I'm going to just...
Are you a man? Why are you speaking for a man? Why are you speaking...
No, I talk to a lot of guys and
for women.
They,
I don't speak for women. I speak about women.
Look, guys tell me this stuff about their relationship.
These niggas childish.
Every nigga
that told you that is childish.
Man, I've been raised around brothers. I have, you know, homeboys, and I hear them talk about how they treat their women.
If it's a vibe, though, it's different.
It just, that you nigga just did not like you.
It's different. Just like, you know what I'm saying? If it's
so
vibe, it's different.
Yeah, both of you guys are. You smell that?
What's that? No, but I think sometimes the woman might like the guy more than the guy might like her, and I think that.
But also, let me say this. To that effect, just because you like a nigga and you think giving him some pussy gonna keep him, if he don't like you, nigga, he don't like you. You cannot fuck anybody into a relationship. You cannot suck nobody dick into a relationship. You can't even cook into a relationship. You can do all that shit. You like, oh my God, I fuck him, I suck his dick, I clean, I do his taxes. Shit, I got him an LLC. Why he don't love me? Because that motherfucker don't like you.
She's delusional.
But women think that they, because they do all this maid shit, that a nigga gonna like him. They'll like a motherfucker that don't do none of that shit, but he just like her. It's a vibe.
It's a vibe. That's why I keep saying.
There's no science to that shit. There's no amount of dick sucking and fucking and
if we meet each other and we cooking. Have sex the same night, and if it was a vibe, we gonna keep that shit going.
Exactly.
Yeah, keep having sex. No,
we're
gonna
right. Oh yeah, we're gonna always keep having sex. That's part of the plan.
Oh, you think because we fucking, you say fuck, like, since we fucking, we not gonna go on no date? Shit, we gonna fuck before the date and after the date. Shit, my fuck during the date.
Kodak,
niggas like to eat
booty. Yeah.
Anyway, fuck that. Okay. Facts or cap? Entanglements last longer than relationships.
That's.
Facts or cap?
Entanglement. Oh, wow. Because your entanglement can jump from relationship to relationship.
Exactly.
So,
I think that shit's facts. Because you can have a lifelong entanglement. You can have an entanglement that lasts when you're in high school and you got there 50 years old.
That's a fact. Yeah, that's right.
I feel like it's the same, really.
That's a goddamn relationship.
I feel like it's the same entanglement relationship. You just added a title on there and said that y'all
were
in a relationship.
A relationship is like more like consistent. You know what I'm saying? And entanglement, like you, that's like you can jump in and out
right.
at any point over time. You know what I'm saying?
Like I
might have some unclosed entanglements from like 6 years ago. You know what I'm saying?
Shit, you know, they still options. Shit, you gotta really shut the door on an entanglement. It's like, you know, just because y'all stop fucking with each other for a little bit don't mean like you can't just hit up one day because y'all know.
So are men really single? Truly single?
Men can really literally have zero options. Niggas can, I was seeing some like, niggas can just be square and just have minimal options. Like the way I said, like you can get there, pick like five niggas in your phone. At least two of them niggas are gonna pick up and accept the box offer. If I call five chicks in my phone, shit, one of them might pick up and she gonna want some money. So shit, you feel me? So niggas, the ratio is way off.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
Am I lying?
Why is that? I don't know.
Cause women have dick thrown at them every second of the day.
That's facts.
Cause we was made for y'all. So what else we gonna do?
No, niggas don't have dick thrown at them. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about dick on that.
No, nigga, I do not have a bunch of pussy options in my DMs.
Like,
I'm not Trap Beckham.
And I'm barely even.
Y'all.
Y'all
smell that?
I got a little booty.
It's my birthday, bitch.
That's funny.
But shit, nah. Because y'all got way more options. Niggas is like, niggas is perpetually horny. That's the exact reason why OnlyFans exist. That's why like women are making bank on OnlyFans, because niggas just exist in a perpetual state of horniness. Like, oh, no, no, fuck
women,
oh.
we don't exercise all our options though. Like,
you don't have to. That's the crazy part.
So really, we can have seven options, but we really only care about one.
But if you could, but if you were just in the mood, not saying that you would, like, you could realistically DM 100 niggas right now, say.
We need to do an experiment.
We do.
Like, let's just get
realistically, and we might do this shit. Realistically, yeah, like, you could DM 100 niggas right now, say, hey, they're going to suck your dick. At least 60 of them would take you up on the offer, and the other 40 might not even read it.
They're going to think it's spam.
That's because y'all answer stuff like that.
That's going to think. Interrupt, but y'all are in, you know. So it might be less.
Oh, and yes.
Don't do Atlanta like
I don't know. What's it?
A lot of girls complaining.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
There's not enough nigga options down here.
Yeah, or
niggas.
There's enough niggas.
Oh, shit. Well, y'all got some options. Y'all still got more options than us. Because we got to deal with that shit, too.
Because y'all answer stuff like that. God send us something like that. We like, ew. Like, you're blocked, you creep.
When was the last time a nigga sent you some dick mail?
All the time.
Like, ain't blocked.
Clockwork. They feel like
today?
Yeah.
Not today, not but pretty recent.
Pretty recent.
Yeah.
Dick Mill.
Dick Mill.
Not today.
No, un,
cash.
I literally not opened up my Snapchat.
Cash,
and
nigga
said
you did mail. Like, a little bit. Is it?
Because nigga be Taylor. Like, I was just thinking about you.
Taylor, yeah, niggas don't send you dick mail. Niggas be sending you PR requests and shit.
Yeah, PR.
Yeah,
because yeah, if a guy is thinking about you and he just in his little feels and he like, damn, shorty, like, what's up?
Dick mail.
Dick mail, and
then
just be like,
that
wow.
Shit crazy as hell.
It'd be the creepy.
Angles, though. Portrait mode. It'd be the creepy. I ain't sending no dick mail. That's not to like nobody that's just on Instagram.
It ain't even
Instagram.
Gotta be from no option.
I would never send no dick. I would never send no dick mail.
It don't be from nobody
Instagram.
I'm talking to. No,
yeah,
no,
like,
it'd be from freaking strangers.
Somebody just find you.
I would what's never that? Do that. It's like, you're never gonna see me on nobody Instagram my dick out. If I'm sending dick mail, nigga, I got your number and I trust you. Shit, I'm surprised. Like, it's a. It's a wonder I ain't been exposed yet.
Yes. Because I know a few.
What? Oh, because they've been on here. That you talking about?
Mm-mm.
Some people?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, we got. Oh, well. Hey. It is what it is.
Like,
I know my shit look good. Fuck you mean. Anyway, facts or cap? Let me slide back up to there because y'all made me lose my track of thought. Talking about getting jumped. Da-da-da. Oh, facts or cap. You should talk to somebody you're really interested in at least once a day.
Yeah.
Facts.
Cap. Yeah, if you're really interested, we need to talk. Yeah.
Once a day?
Even at least once a day.
At least,
that's
yeah.
That's true.
But once a day is like,
I'll say facts too, nigga. If you, because if you got down.
Even if it's a good morning, I'm about to be busy today.
What'd you say? What'd you say?
We skip one beat. I ain't trusting you.
That you're really interested in. Like,
you're done.
You're really interested in.
See, it depends on what everybody got going on because, like, if somebody's, like, super busy and y'all both got really
busy.
If
Barack can make time for Michelle.
Man. See, okay.
My thing is this.
Like, if I'm interested in a guy and I know he got hella stuff on his plate and I'm doing what I'm doing too, okay, we don't talk for 2 days and then I see you for, like, 8 hours. Like on the third day, and we just living it up. We showing out, and then like, okay, I'm straight.
If we don't talk for 2 days, it's gonna be another 2 years.
Because
you're
I'm
done.
Trying to figure out. Because yeah. I can't make nobody talk to me. So like, if we
you're,
not,
that means you're not really interested. The question was
you,
if he's
if
really interested, not just
if
he's really interested.
To you,
both
I'm
of you,
really
you are getting
interested.
Cheated on.
I just sent Bud a text in 3 seconds.
I just sent her a text. I mean, if you're interested in me, then you're going to hit me up more. I don't know. I just let the guy decide. Like, if you into me, then you into me. I'm not about to be like, you ain't say good morning. You want
to
say good morning.
No, I'm just saying. That's how quick it took me to send that text.
Right.
If you cannot dedicate 3 seconds out of your day to say, hey, what's up?
I don't like that foreshadow.
Or
like, damn, ain't no text
routine,
on that.
Like, nothing, like, damn.
If I don't get no text, no
especially,
call, 2 days,
nah,
you're done.
Nah, but peep this shit, though. This shit that killed me. And this is why, like, I be having to mute or block people who I'm talking to on social media. Because if we texting and I'll hear from
dead.
You, but I look at you and you updating your story.
Right.
Ooh, done. Bitch. You lousy bitch. It's over.
I was strict that.
I don't give a fuck what you mad about.
I'm sorry,
man. None of that. You're done.
So instead of letting that nigga off, like just say, yo, this shit ain't gonna work. You gonna restrict him? Like you gonna keep doing shit instead of texting this nigga, you gonna post on your story? Women ain't shit.
Whoa. That's cool.
Social media is different than like
his. No, we talk else. No, we're including all that.
Cause like social media is like a brand now for everything. So if I got some stuff in rotation that's just gonna drop at 6 o'clock, cause that's what my insights say, that ain't got nothing to do with you. Like, you got my number. You pull up on me.
I'll pull up if you ain't text back.
Like, for real, like, how the fuck I'm gonna know where you at?
Hit me up.
Obviously, you're not responding.
Well, no, not responding. That's different. Y'all said, should they talk every day? Now, if somebody decide not to hit you, then they didn't hit you. But if they hit you and you didn't respond.
You sound like some bullshit.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
You sound like some bullshit.
But I ain't gonna lie. You need to talk every day.
I ain't gonna lie. A good morning text aggravates me. I'm not gonna
but not even a good morning test. This is like, shit. Hello. What's up? Hope you're having a good day.
Right.
That's too hard. That's
even not, if you're going to be busy. Good morning. I'm going to be busy today. We're probably not going to be able to talk. Okay, cool. I'm not going to be expecting a text from you for that day or for a couple hours. But you just don't text me in 2 days. Boy, what was you doing? Everybody work from their phone now. You opened up your phone and you see my text message and you and text then, somebody.
And it's not a vibe if we don't even want to talk.
Right.
Because when I like people, I like talking to them.
I like talking to people. And then when if we talk, so if we started off talking and then it got inconsistent when we not talking no more, I don't even want you no more because I don't like inconsistent stuff.
But me, I be still wanting to fuck. So it's like, I'm kind of mad at you, but your ass fat. So, hard eyes.
And it depends. To me, it depends on the timeline, too, because if we just hit it off.
I be getting mad. I be getting furious,
man. Read that message.
You leave me on red? Oh, that's even worse. Like, if we texting and we supposed to talk every day and shit, like, we like each other like that, and you leave me on red, but I see you updating your social media and shit. Like, I was talking to somebody today, and, like, we was just talking heavy, like, a few months ago. And I'm like, yeah, you just, like, I ain't never hear from you again. So, like, I ain't feel like answering the question. I'm going to flip my goddamn table. I almost flip my kitchen table.
Fuck love. Feel like
love overrated.
That's crazy.
That's rude. Now y'all can have
rude shit. And nothing wrong with that. Anyway, man, let's get to the next question. minimum you take salary to work for Donald Trump publicly.
The minimum. I wouldn't because he got so much stuff going on secretly.
Shit me,
dog. Don't tell me nothing.
Shit me, dog.
I mean, what's the job title?
I mean, shit. You doing what?
This person a rapper?
Yeah. What? You doing Donald Trump jingles?
Shit. Million a week.
Million a week?
Yeah.
Shit, I feel cheap.
Awesome. Million a week. That's cutting him a deal.
Well, then. I don't know.
It depends on what position
because if you want me to do a couple jingles, okay. But I'm saying
public.
Clothes.
No, I'm saying publicly. Like niggas know. Like
niggas know
you're like a like you know them black girls he had on this shit.
Yeah.
Diamond like, and silk, like doing
like
doing
I kind of
yeah.
I'm his friend.
Yeah.
Million a week.
And he probably got more money, so probably a day.
You wildin'.
You know, I need some
girls
for me.
Girls always doing that.
What
am I
settling for?
Well, fuck it. You got a one shot deal to make something happen. You got one time to make an offer. So million a week. All right, out of here. Get out of here, nigga.
Then I'm out of there. If you can't give me what I want, what you need?
Awkwafina.
Look, Trump is a very powerful and intelligent man. Okay, like if I feel like
hold on now, you goddamn, you on this nigga side a little bit too
much.
Who you voting for?
Let's if we could just subtract the presidency from Trump, okay? This man is a businessman, okay? So like if I recognize that he
cash, you hear this?
In a racist,
a lot of people, everybody probably racist. You know what I'm saying?
Who are you voting for?
Trump.
Oh,
I'm not.
Getting off topic.
Well, I'm just
going to get back to you later. go ahead.
If the position was appealing enough, I would ask for $1 million a week or $1 million a day. But, I mean, I would take the position.
So if he told you like 250 a year?
250?
1,000.
No, that's not worth that's not working enough. For no. Trump. I mean, I might as well get a regular...
What y'all paying $250 a year?
I mean, people make six figures.
$250,000, a quarter mil a year?
Yes. I know
if it's
people
a marketing
that,
director.
That's not working. And stop pulling freaking hair off your chin. I heard it rip. $250,000.
That's
500.
Now, niggas is making that now. Yeah, don't get me wrong. Niggas is making that. Niggas, that's easy, you know?
It's nothing.
Yeah, but...
You said that's
a
nothing.
Lot of people not making that shit. That shit is something.
But not if I'm gonna do it. But not for Trump.
There are like 3%.
If you made
3% of the country is making six figures.
It doesn't matter. I know you a lot of
1%. 1% of blacks is making six figures.
I know a lot.
Are you saying a lot of people is making $250,000?
Yes. You black and you make a quarter ticket
I mean,
in
we
a year.
Got the internet
you
now,
doing?
You are the 1%.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
It's possible. So.
You made quarter. You made a quarter.
And it's happening.
Mm-hmm. Cap City Records taking over for the 99-2000.
It's working.
If it was me,
people
shit,
are making more than $250,000.
I take $500,000 a year, realistically.
What kind of occupations make that much money?
That's it.
I do network marketing.
First of all, the president don't even make that much money. So shit, I'm already making more than him. So
a lot of people make more money than the president.
I guess I'm a cheap motherfucker then.
A lot of people, they do. Y'all ain't see Kanye West part two interview with Nick Cannon?
No, I didn't. Yeah. You said, tell me what happened.
Damn, it's cloudy as shit in here. God damn.
I can't stop. But yeah, he was just saying how he made more money than Trump. Everybody was saying like, oh, they're paying you. They're paying you to act the way you act and things like that. And he was like, can't nobody pay me. They can't afford me. Like, I'm richer than Trump type stuff.
That's Kanye West is a billionaire.
He is, rightfully. I'm a Kanye West fan. Show.
You're a Trump fan too,
yeah,
apparently.
She's a Trump fan.
I'm not really. I didn't vote for Trump. I don't support Trump like in the presidency. What do you
like about Trump?
What do you support him from outside of presidency?
His business track record, his work ethic. I've read a bunch of his books, so I do support the mentality that he. You know what I'm saying?
Like, you look like you vote for Trump.
Me? I look like a.
Y'all forget, black people liked Trump before he was president.
Yeah, like, people admire him.
Anyway, any fucking way. This is not a Trump rally.
He was in black movies, you know, everything.
In the words of the great.
I don't have to agree with somebody.
In the words of the great Nip Puzzle, fuck Donald Trump. Two times.
Period. Cash, you like Donald Trump too?
I'm saying black people act like they didn't like him before he became president.
I didn't know him, but anywho, I don't like him now. But do you like him?
I'm saying her point is.
Oh, you didn't answer the question, Cash.
No.
Okay.
No, I don't like him as a president, but I'm saying her point is very valid. Like, he has a great business track record.
What the fuck he doesn't? As many businesses as he's had, goddamn, go bankrupt.
Don't matter.
All that money from
Donald Trump got his money off. Family shit. That is inheritance money.
And raping barrels.
Sometimes when your business go bankrupt. Then 50 Cent and Curtis Jackson, one went bankrupt, one didn't.
A lot of Trump shit went bankrupt. Remember Trump University? Scam school?
Right. Yeah.
Trump hotels?
I mean, businesses
go bankrupt.
Try
to pay the people off.
That's a part of having a business.
Yeah, but a business is going for
all. Let me find out y'all niggas just vote for Trump.
No, I'm not saying I voted for him.
It's not just Trump.
I would have voted for Hillary last year.
Let me get to the next question. Y'all niggas is tripping. What would the homies do?
Vote for Trump.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
We need a ballot in here. Like, who voted for Trump?
Would you break up with your spouse if they purchase a knockoff high-priced item for you?
Oh, for me?
Yes.
No, I'm just going.
Like, they got you a gift and it was like a Gucci bag.
Spouse?
Yes, your spouse.
I'm going to marry somebody who's shopping for fake Gucci?
Spouse or like really invested girlfriend or boyfriend?
I'm not gonna break up with him, but I'm gonna let him know that I.
Let me say this. It is a good knockoff. Like, they probably thought it was real, but they didn't do their due diligence.
I'm not gonna break up with him, especially if he didn't really know, but I'm gonna just be like, you need to not do this ever again.
You know this fake, right?
It was, yeah, and I'm gonna let him
you
know.
You would tell her
fake,
that shit when she opened it?
I was like, ooh, but you know this ain't.
Does he know it's fake?
He don't know.
He don't know.
I'll be like, where you got this?
I can see that happening. A lot of men that's probably not already into that. What's
where
they don't be.
Where did you get it from?
That's what I'm going
to
say.
Like, he thought he had a deal. Like, he went to somebody who he thought was refutable.
I would be like, don't go back to this person. Don't ever buy me this again.
Go to the store, bro. Like, what are you even doing? Buying
you would, so, like, you would tell him as soon as you open it?
Yeah, babe.
Why do you want? Why are you capping it? Then you want me to go showboat and cap it? Like, what are we doing here?
I saw something.
That's tough. I'm talking about. That's what you would say to him.
Like, yes, I would.
If you open it, what would you say to him?
I'm like, okay, for real. Like,
what did you eat
this? That's like you open it. And you got a Gucci thing, and it's just like the G's from Guess. Like, you're not gonna say nothing, but it's wrapped in Gucci.
I'm gonna be like,
you like. So what did you even? What are you saying here?
Damn, man, thank you.
I'm gonna be like, hey, what time you got it? I don't know what you got to do, but just like, go to the stove.
Like, nigga, say you.
I'm like, don't go back to them, baby. They
like,
played you in the stove. They played you, and I'm not
waiting. Wow, what are these? Air Shacks.
Right, like, I give you a box of Yeezys, and you open them up. They're not Yeezys.
They.
And I didn't know.
Not even they push a tease.
What would you say?
like
if somebody
you
got me
say
some.
Thank you?
Well, I'm trying to think. Like, if it was me and somebody and like my girl gave me some fake shit, and I'm like, like I don't think I'd tell you like off rip because like.
What would you say if she was like, oh, but look, I want you to wear these today. We gotta go
like,
out.
Ooh, shit, hold on now. That mean I gotta look at them. But you know, like when you on your birthday, you like going from shit to shit. You eating
on your birthday.
Like, I'm just saying, like when do you get gifts? I'm just saying, like, on your birthday. Let's say it's a gift on your birthday.
I'm gonna cry. Oh God.
Like, But you want like when you get your birthday gift, you open this shit. Like, you know, you're not really selling too much.
No, no, birthday be like, if you gave me a Gucci, but if my husband came with all these gifts and then you gave me a Gucci.
Say boyfriend, bro.
Okay, boyfriend. And you gave me a Gucci bag. I'm like, okay, let me see what this is. You know what I'm saying? Open it up and it's not a Gucci. I'm gonna be like this.
You need to know better, or just give me a gift card. Like, just send me to the store. Right. Do your best. You know what I'm saying? But like,
if it was people, if it was people there, I would open it and close it real quick, put it to the side, and I'll talk to him about it later.
Now you're making bad decisions.
Yeah.
Now you're making bad decisions.
Like, you got people in my business.
You done got played. Somebody probably.
Now you got people in my
business.
Don't do that. You're
trying to.
Now your ass green.
Yeah, like, ain't nothing to do with you. That's why I said not spouse. Cause
nigga done bought. Nigga done bought Pendy. Say Fendi.
Yeah, Pendy.
Nigga, don't
let people be here.
Toll fall.
Right, what you doing?
This ain't Teflon, this is toll fall.
Nah, party over.
Look, all the guests come back. Let me see.
Hold on, y'all, we're going to wrap it up.
All right, we about to go to the club.
Right.
Shit, nah.
We not going nowhere.
About to get to the bottom of this. Your ass not going to be out here embarrassing me buying fake shit.
Yeah, the after, I was like, girl, can you believe me?
Right.
Next question. What would the homies do? Could you date someone that was highly illiterate? Now, let me say this.
No.
When I say that, I mean, but they check off every other box.
Wait.
They fine as shit. What? They love you to death, but they just can't read. They read with their finger.
What is the difference? So they read slow
they're illiterate, because illiterate is not reading.
If the cat was in...
No, I wouldn't.
You need to find
somebody. You can't do no business deal by yourself. You've been on
you can't even read a lease. You can't read a.
So like this nigga to check every other box, like
what other box?
Like he got everything else.
Can he read the boxes? But he's checking boxes. He don't know what he's checking. He just sees.
Like,
boxes.
See, I wouldn't date a nigga that was like.
No,
that,
because when he approached me, I would have heard him talking.
Floyd can read. What are y'all talking about?
No, he can. Floyd cannot read. Have you heard him read?
Read slow. But illiterate is different from reading.
Okay. He can read, as long as he can read them.
Okay, not illiterate, but a nigga has trouble reading. An adult.
And how it depends on what trouble means. But you talking about
red, shit changing
cat,
now.
Red the cat. No.
That's how Floyd read.
Depending on how well you overcome.
Y'all just see the Breakfast Club shit?
How well have you overcome this obstacle in your life? Like,
I know a lot of rich niggas that are stupid as fuck.
I don't know if I can do it because my family talk about people. I talk about people, and
my family do be roasting.
Yeah, like, and you gonna be, we gonna be sitting. I'm your family gonna be like, "Hey man,
this stupid ass girlfriend over here again."
I can see my mama like,
"Done burnt the water."
Right, cause falling out laughing like it ain't nothing.
Like it ain't gonna be funny every time I come around. It's gonna be jokes, and I would hate to have them in that situation.
But if you're dating me, you gotta have thick skin, nigga, because you gotta have
thick skin, but it gotta be something that you really don't care about, but nothing
girlfriend
like that.
She couldn't read.
Right, just like Floyd Mayweather, you don't care that people
you lucky your ass fat.
Because he can read them numbers.
Right,
he's like,
he can do math for good as a motherfucker.
Right.
Huh? So y'all would date the nigga that couldn't read?
Nah, I couldn't do it.
Can't even get you a birthday card for real.
Mm-hmm, sir. You
what,
know,
if the nigga, else, what if the nigga could read, like, was smart as a motherfucker, but he was in an accident, and like...
Are we married?
Like, y'all in love?
What did we? Were we together before he had an accident?
Yeah, like
for better for worse.
Yeah, if we were married.
No, not married. Y'all, he was about to get married. He had proposed.
Okay, is this a lifelong?
Yes, he's yes.
A vegetable?
Not a vegetable. Shit, he fucked up.
Okay, but can he go to, you know, physical therapy, rehab?
He's still gonna be fucked up
after that.
Yeah, you was a dirty
after
motherfucker.
That?
You see, love ain't shit.
He's back to normal, he just can't read.
Do we have kids? Like, no.
He back to normal.
Damn, so niggas wear a seatbelt, because if you get
she
in
don't
the...
She gonna be like, boy, you got to go.
Get your stupid ass out of here.
No, he ain't got to be stupid. I would, like, give him the most sincerest farewell. But, like,
get your radio ass out of here.
What if I want kids?
Kodak.
What if I want kids just because I love you and you my boyfriend and you, like, got in an accident, like... That's a hard thing, you know what I'm saying? Like, both.
Damn, that's fucked up.
Look, I know niggas that done left their girlfriend after their girlfriend done told them that they got cancer. I know some fucked up people.
Well, she about to leave him first, then.
Okay, ain't this nigga left?
So what if you with a girl? She ain't got no legs or no arms.
We're not gonna be together.
What if she had them, but then she got an accident?
Y'all was together. Y'all was together, and she got to get her shit.
She got an accident.
How fat is her ass?
See, girls don't have
matter if she got her nubs going on.
Did she get her ass amputated?
Your whole thing. Is your ass okay, though?
Is her ass okay?
I'm on my way.
Put your ass on the phone.
Let me see. It's FaceTime.
Would y'all date a girl that can't read?
Doctor, we
would y'all date a woman
we
that can't
saved
read?
Her ass cheeks, right. But we took all of her limbs.
You're like, thank God.
Thank God. Be in the hospital like John Q.
Thank God.
Wow.
Throw
that. That was a sad ass movie.
Kind of you stop.
Oh my God. That.
Okay,
you said what?
Wait. We need to change that.
All right. We about to wrap it up.
She getting an accident.
3 months. I'm out of here.
Okay. What time line was y'all on?
I said the motherfucker you really like. Like, I don't like you.
You can really like somebody
in 3 months.
He said, I'm out of here.
Did they not just say that?
Shit, you I'm gonna take my chances. Hope you don't remember me either. Shit, like
she remembers me.
Now he said she got amnesia. Now she got amnesia.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so y'all playing.
She gotta learn how to walk again. She not in love again too.
I'm gonna ease out.
What happened to that guy that used to be here all the time?
Oh, he's gonna be like,
no, that was just a nurse. That was one of your nurses.
If you easing out, that's not heartless. You just go,
gonna
you know,
be
I'm going to just,
that
I just
hard.
Talk to somebody
you
else.
You got somebody so hard.
I just talk to somebody else on the side. That's all.
How you going to ease out? I'm with her, though. This is your girlfriend.
Because I got somebody else on the side. Now it's easy to ease out.
See, that's a whole different question.
You got amnesia.
Excuse me, Ms. Wet Ass.
What does the Bible say?
Okay, well, shit. I said this shit last week, too. Marriage is a fucking business relationship. Marriage ain't got shit to do with love.
It's super business.
Why do girls want to get married?
Because we in it for love.
Because women like the matrimony and shit. They like the events. Niggas don't give a fuck about marriage.
Now, I would want, if I expect to have children, then I would want to get married.
Because that's a part of the business. You're extending your business plans.
But it's not just saying, I just want to do business. Let's get married. We can still do business without it, but of course, being married.
Marriage is a business in itself.
But still, when you in love with somebody, you don't just say you want to get married just because of the business. You actually love this person. You want to celebrate these big things with people. Well, women.
Exactly.
But it's a business.
It is. I'm not saying it's not a business. That's no different than getting signed to
somebody like having this big party, giving you a chain and this, that, the third.
That chain was a celebration. That chain already got deducted out your contract. You paid for your old chain.
You still owe all this. Doing that signing, this whole party is a big celebration.
You paid for your own party. But then, how am I already missing $10,000 shit? You know that party we had for you?
Should have just stayed independent.
Should have just been partners. Right.
Now get back in the studio, Quavo.
That's fucked up.
Anyway.
I need 10 albums.
Today.
So before we took a break, you know, we was talking about your new music.
Yeah.
Make America Shake Again.
You know what I'm saying? New album out. Straight high. And it's not what it's
NASA.
Not. No.
Oh, Lord.
It wasn't that way on purpose. No. It just felt like that. But it's crazy, though. It's a dope project, you know. Got some dope people on there. Mind Shumpert. 7th Street.
You got Iman Shumpert? No, you just can't breeze past that shit, nigga. Iman Shumpert.
Congratulations, Iman. He just dropped a new kid, you know what I'm saying? So,
you think he said it was like an album?
Hey, man, just dropped a new kid.
Y'all go cop that on Instagram.
Hey, no,
y'all
go
check it out. I'm
like, what's new kid? I'm like,
yeah. But I heard Erykah Badu delivered him.
Yeah.
That's fire.
That's hard. Like, who the fuck
is
that
at? That's fire. That's
And right. She put little crystals on the kid. Like, what? Yeah. That's hard. That's a hard ass like birth. I just came out, was hungry and shit. Fat as hell.
Damn. Erykah Badu.
Erykah Badu. Probably she didn't probably put no hands out. She's just humming the baby out. That's beautiful, nigga. That's Erykah Badu. Like, if I was a baby and I came out and Erykah Badu was right there, I was like, fuck. Like,
looking back at the fucking, album, like,
that's Erykah Badu. I'm like, oh, she about to speak. Erykah. Fucking Erykah Badu. Man. Like, fuck you, mama. That's Erykah Badu.
Shout out my boy, Mind Sharper.
Yeah, shout out. Yeah, definitely. So you got Mind Sharper. Who else on there?
Seven Streeter.
Seven is fire.
Yeah, Seven dope. She. We got a song called Run It Back. Crazy record. You're going to love it. My boy T Hood from the A.
Yeah.
Who else I had? Euro Got It on there.
Shout out to Big Homie Euro Got It.
You know, I had Days Rose Gold on there. And Flo Milli, definitely.
My girl, oh, Flo Milli. The women love Flo Milli.
What? Flo Milli, yeah.
What she say? Huh? What she say? Flo Milli say? I ain't heard of Flo Milli. She don't really make music for me. So. You listen to her?
I listen to her one song.
Oh.
I hear it, but I can't.
Flo Milli.
I know she finally, like, she got the...
I like yeah. Yeah, I like Flo Milli's flow, so shit.
Yeah,
I like her.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she hard. Like a lot of people vouch for her.
Yeah, I mean, somebody listening to it, man, it's going crazy.
It's a good. It's a good summer to be a female artist.
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely the time if you're a female artist to get in the game because it's lit right now. For
I'm in.
Yeah, you might well go ahead here to the studio.
I'm in for sure.
But yeah, Make America Shake, yeah, it's just
a how many tracks on it?
Nine tracks.
All ass shaking anthems?
Not all of them, but I do have some on there. But it's just different types of vibes, just the little party vibes. But it's a classic though. It's a classic. I got good feedback, great feedback. The streaming doing great. You get it from anywhere, so make sure y'all go get it. Make America Shake again, and yeah. Numbers going up. We got the Peekaboo Challenge right now. That's the song with T Hood. So Peekaboo, that's the single right now. And yeah, Back It Up Challenge going crazy. It's almost 200,000 videos on TikTok to that. So
that's hard.
You
that's
know. Hard.
Okay, just so running it up. You in a creative lane right now. It's a lot of people.
Yeah.
Like over the history of hip hop and rap music, the ass shaking the club music has been. Always relevant, going back from goddamn Butterfly, let me see the goddamn the Yin Yang Twins to the goddamn to the shit we're listening to now.
Yeah.
So, what is one club artist or one? Just give me one that you would wanna have a song with, or feature on, or to get a feature from.
Drake.
Yeah. That's too easy.
I mean, why
not? Everybody, but not Eric, because everybody wants a Drake song.
Okay, an artist that has twerk music.
Oh, Meg.
Period.
Yeah.
I think that shit was going hard.
Yeah. Trap Beckham and Meg.
Trap Beckham and Meg, the Meg the Stallion.
Yeah.
Meg
got the hot hair right now.
Yep. I really fuck with that. We need to make that happen.
We can make that happen.
We need to make that happen. Shit. God damn.
Meg. I feel like artists need to make sure they have some kind of twerk song for women when they making music. It has to be a song that ladies can twerk
now,
to.
You know what I'm saying? Twerking is big now. So it's like, it's a
lifestyle. You know why? Because everybody fucking twerks.
Everybody.
Yeah. From grannies to college graduates to fucking everybody.
Moms
definitely twerk. Mm-hmm. Shit. I've been to these HBCU campuses. Niggas like
homecoming.
You find the most educated motherfucker on stage throwing ass at HBCU homecoming. You feel me?
Hey, Ms. Johnson.
Hey, shit. Hey, look. You don't see my Zoom calls. I'm at the age now, and I'm working with the Ms. Johnsons. Like shit. I remember you when you was goddamn popping ass in the student center. Shit, you did. So shout out to all the educated twerkers out there. If you out there getting your bachelor's, your master's, and even your doctorate, and you still like to throw ass, we do not judge you on here. Me and Trap Beckham is not doing judging. They might judge you.
No, that's hot shit. Hot girl shit.
Hot girl shit?
Yeah.
You be throwing ass too?
I mean, when appropriate. I'm just kidding. Yeah. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Sweetie.
It's a lifestyle.
Too. Good exercise, Megan. For the guys.
We know you be throwing that.
You know?
Carter, you don't know. No.
You, we've seen it.
When?
Oh, you was drunk. Never mind.
No, I was not.
We got video. Let me put a video
Never out. Drunk. I was never drunk.
She wasn't drunk. I'm lying. Taylor, you be throwing ass?
Yeah.
Yeah. Appropriate.
You know what I'm saying?
When a new client, when a new client comes through, you know, when I secure a new client deal, when that first invoice hit,
you know,
you did. Yeah, so shit, shout out to all the twerkers across America, and we are going to make America twerk again with Trap Beckham in 2020.
Yeah,
Beckham, homie, 2020. Anyway, man, that is it for this episode of the Big Homie's House. This is Big Homie's House with your Big Homie Kodak, Big Homie Butter, Big Homie Wet Ass Pussy.
Oh, and that's Aquafina.
Big Aquafina. Aquafina. No, that's not my name. Please don't start calling me Big Homie Aquafina. And of course, Big
she
Homie.
She got 32 plays on that. I'm sorry.
And of course, Big Homie Trap Becca, man. And that's episode 30. Damn. 30. 30. Episode 30 of the Big Homie's House.
The Dirty 30. Ooh, I like
appreciate
that.
Y'all fucking with me. This is big shit. Big Homie shit. And we out.